the Micah Redress Committee here in the council hasn't been set up yet, and I'm glad we've got confirmation today that that will happen within the next week or so. But really, really big concerns at the minute of the timeline that this is taking, and I think it's got to the point now where people are back to the same point. People's hopes were built up a few months ago. They thought, yeah, finally something is happening. But it seems to be deja vu. We're back to where we are. There seems to be no progress. And it's very, very concerning with the fact that we're just coming into another winter and people's homes are crumbling down around them.
The council's hands are effectively tied on this one until, I suppose, the department officials give the green light on it, really.
That's one of the most important points. And I was saying that on there this morning, that this is not the council's remit to start the scheme or get the scheme moving. It's a completely with the department, and the council can't do anything until the department comes and says, this is the terms of reference of the scheme, this is how the scheme's going to work, this is the way it's going to work, this is how money's going to be paid out. Then the council can start putting people in place and start to administer the scheme, which will be done through the council, but it's only an administration process. All the decisions, all the funding that's going to be sent to people's homes, to fix people's homes, has to be done through the department. And that is the what's happening at the minute. And it's very, very clear that the department are not ready to start their scheme. We're 8 days away from a budget. There's 20 million announced last year. Is that 20 million going to be carried forward to next year? How much is going to be on this year's budget? There's a lot of unanswered questions at the minute, and I feel that we're at a point where we really need to sit down with whoever is going to make these decisions and see what is happening for the people of Donegal.
Do you feel all those months ago, was it an election stunt? Do you feel there was all that fanfare really now and we're no further forward?
Well, look, I mean, there was an announcement made a couple of weeks before a local election. Certainly, that was part and parcel of helping to get people elected. There's no question about that. But you know, this is people's livelihoods, houses. Where they're, we can't play with that. We can't just allow to come out with things just willy-nilly to suit whatever's happening on that day. We can't allow that because this is too serious. This is the most serious issue that both us as elected representatives in Donegal or at a national level will deal with in the next 5 years. This is so, so big and so, so important, and it's a lot bigger. A lot bigger than people even know about how big it's going to be, because there's hundreds and thousands of houses out there that are not even on the radar yet as to what's going to happen. So it really, really needs to be addressed, Catherine. It really needs to be addressed very urgently.